Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. Hey there, PeopleStack tribe. Welcome to a new week. And this week, I am going to be talking about overachieving. So all of you overachievers out there, put your listening cap on. Although if you're an overachiever, you probably have your listening cap and your listening headphones and your listening t-shirt on. So I probably don't have to tell you to do that. As a fellow overachiever, I can absolutely relate. And the topic is that overachievement is not a sustainable strategy for upgrading your tech career. And I actually borrowed this from a client. I was having a conversation with him last week, and he was talking about how he's an overachiever. And that's basically how he's gotten to this point in his career, is how he was able to get his multiple degrees. It was how he was able to rise as an individual contributor and land a manager position. And up until this point, you know, to be the amazing performer that he is, it's been through overachieving and overachieving over and over and over again. And at one point in the conversation, he said, yeah, this overachievement, this is just not sustainable. I cannot keep this up. And a lot of you I know can relate to this, because we only have so much energy. We only have so much attention. We only have so much power and juice. And yes, it's refillable, right? Like, I like to think of our energy, our internal fuel, the fuel that drives us to show up every day and do the hard work, is absolutely, it's refillable, but so in kind of that sense, it's abundant, right? I do like to take an abundance approach to this, as opposed to a scarcity approach to this, right? Where it's just like, oh my God, it's gone and you can never get any more. No, it's not like that. But we do have, it does kind of start to run low, and then we need to fill it up again. Just like gas in a car, filling the tank in the car. Right? We got to go to the gas station and fill it up again. It's not just going to refill itself. It's the same thing for us. If we keep going and going and going at 100 miles an hour, well, we're going to need to go to the proverbial gas station every once in a while, which would be self-care, which would be taking a break, which would be being restorative. And the way that we can go longer in between gas station trips is to not just go so hard and so 100% all the time that you're just burning fuel and you end up getting burnt out. And there's a myth out there that the way that you land that promotion, the way that you land that raise, the way that you finally get recognized and land that new job is you just keep working hard. Just keep working hard. Go, 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 go. Keep achieving, keep overachieving. That's what people want to see. And honestly, the truth is that this is a terrible strategy. That if you keep just overachieving and overachieving, and that's the only way that you know of to try to get recognized, to try to make even more of an impact, then you're going to fail. because not only are you going to get burnt out in the process, you're going to destroy your mind, your body, your spirit, but you're never going to be able to succeed at an even higher level. Because guess what? Let's say you're a manager right now and your aspirations are to become a director. It's harder being a director than it is being a manager. So if you're already running on empty as a manager, and the only way that you know to get this done is by working 50, 60, 70 hours a week and feeling completely drained and having to like always go above and beyond, and you always feel like you're like, instead of in flow, you're like hustle all the time. If that's the only way that you know how to win now as a manager, there's no way that you can take that same strategy and apply it and be a successful director. Because it's harder. The air is thinner up there. The higher you go in your career, the air gets thinner. So you have to be able to apply a different strategy. And essentially, that different strategy, which actually may seem a little bit counterintuitive, but it's basically the exact opposite, because the overachievement strategy is do more and 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 more. And if that's the strategy that you're using now, you know you're going to fail. You're going to get burnt out and you're never going to get that promotion. So what's the opposite of that? That's the strategy. The more sustainable strategy is to do less. Do less while you make even more of an impact. And the only way that that's going to work is if what you're doing is even more effective and more efficient. Because you can't just take terrible strategies and do less of them, right? So if you're already, you know, not running one-on-ones well, if you're already not having really great conversations with your boss, if you're already not able to influence others, if you're already uncomfortable and just unwilling to self-promote, and it's just, you say, well, okay, I'm just going to do less. I'm just going to do less of all of that. Then I won't feel burnt out anymore. Then I won't be overachieving anymore. Obviously, that's not going to work. In order to do less while you're making even more of an impact, the strategies, the smaller strategies that you're using in order to build your excellence as a leader, in order to evangelize your excellence, they have to be spot on. They have to be so effective and so efficient that you're able to win even more while doing less. And the way that you do that is through mastery. Mastery is a great concept to grasp onto here, because I think any of us can think of an example of someone that we know who is a master at a particular skill. It's like they make it look easy. Because they've mastered the skill, they do it effectively, they do it efficiently, and their focus is just on the one thing that matters. It's the same thing with leadership. Leadership is a skill. Being able to upgrade your career and evangelize your excellence is all skills. So if you think of someone who is a master at something, you know, for example, if you were to watch master athletes, right? I love watching CrossFit and the CrossFit athletes. There's a whole bunch of great documentaries on the CrossFit athletes. They are masters at the sport of fitness. They are masters at being able to perform a bunch of fitness tasks, a bunch of fitness stuff. You could tell I don't get into the specifics of the language here. But, you know, like they're masters at doing muscle ups, you know, for example. Like if you were to take a specific, you know, one specific skill, right? They're masters at doing muscle ups and they're masters at doing a bunch of them over and over and over and over again. So if you look at someone who's new or can't do a muscle up and you see them trying to do a muscle up and you realize how hard it is, first of all, especially if you were to try to do one yourself, you know, there's a bunch of different skills that you need to learn and a bunch of strength, that you need to build up in order to be able to do one. So when you watch someone who's a newbie or even like at a medium level, right? You know, like an intermediate level of doing a muscle up, you watch them do it. And then you watch CrossFit athletes and people who are masters at doing muscle ups. It's not just that they make it look easy. It's that they are so focused and so strong. And the way that they got there was not by burning themselves out in the process and getting injured throughout the process. It was just every day doing a little bit more. Every day gets a little bit better. Every day dial in the technique a little bit more. And they have coaches, they have trainers who are watching them to show them how to do this. That's how you master any skill. The same thing goes with leadership. The same thing goes with upgrading your career. That if you want to make what you're doing look easy and feel easy too, whether it's influencing others, whether it's evangelizing your excellence, whether it's talking with your boss on the same level, whether it's negotiating a better raise, whether it's really relating to your team members and being able to communicate to people with different personalities. If you want that to look easy and feel easy and get it to a point where you don't have to keep just overachieving, you're just like, I do this and it feels great and I win, you have to achieve mastery. And the way to achieve mastery is by having proven systems and proven supports that you work at, a proven support system that you work at every single day. So that you're not just throwing stuff at the wall. Oh, I wonder if this is what's going to work for a muscle up or that or not. You know, I'm sure that there are people who have tried on their own just through watching YouTube videos how to do a muscle up. But I can guarantee you that the vast majority of people who hired a coach and an expert to show them how to do muscle ups did it with less suffering and did it faster. The same thing goes for upgrading your career, right? Like if you want to keep watching YouTube videos, if you want to keep listening to your friends and trying to figure this out and failing forward, that's your choice. That's your prerogative. I'm not going to argue with you. But I know that there are those of you out there who are sick and tired of failing forward, who are sick and tired of figuring out how to master this leadership stuff, how to master the fine art of evangelizing your excellence, and how to do it without having to overachieve every day and you feel exhausted and you're suffering and you hate it. That you're sick and tired of that, and you're sick and tired of getting underrecognized in the process. You're not winning in the process either. And you want proven systems and you want proven strategies. Because look, we're talking about your career here. Is that really something that you just want to throw stuff at the wall to see what sticks? I don't think that it is. And I think that the reason that a lot of you are listening right now is because you want to know how. You want those proven strategies. You know you need a proven plan to get there because this is your career and you don't want to just keep overachieving until you reach the point of burnout or burn on it again and you'll end up in a hospital bed. You don't want that for yourself. You don't want that for your family. You want those proven systems. You want that world-class mentorship. So that you know the actions that you're taking every day. You have absolute certainty that the training that you're going through every day to master the leadership skill is going to work. You have that certainty. And the only way to do that is to have proven systems and world-class support. And that's what we're there for. That's where we come in. So if you're ready for that, and you don't, and you want to throw out overachievement, you've realized that overachieving is a terrible, non-sustainable strategy for upgrading your career. And you are committed to getting to that next level in your career. And you know that having those proven systems along with world-class support is what's going to get you there. Then it's time to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. And on the call, we're going to talk about what's not working in your career right now. So come prepared to talk about what's not working in your career right now. This is not a sales call. You may have done some of those calls before where basically you can just go on mute the whole call because it's essentially just going to be a 20-minute, 30-minute sales pitch. This is not what we do. That is not what we're about. We're about helping you. So come prepared to answer some hard questions about your career, because that's the only way you're going to be able to break through and get to that next level. And that's the only way we're going to figure out if we're 100% confident we can help you, because we only work with people who have decided, I am absolutely committed to upgrading my career, and I'm going to get resourceful, and I'm going to be coachable, and let's do this. That's what it takes. So be prepared to answer those questions about what's not working in your career right now, and be prepared to talk about where you want to go. What's your dream? What dream career do you want to create for yourself? What dream life do you want to create for you and your family and your loved ones? And we'll talk all about that. And like I said, if we're 100% confident that we can help you build that dream career, then we're going to talk about what that looks like. We'll get into all of the specific. But even if we're not, and it doesn't end up being a fit, you're still going to have get so much clarity, so much value out of this call, as long as you show up coachable and ready to answer our questions and do it honestly and do it from a place of vulnerability and from a place of authenticity. Show up that way, and this will absolutely be the most clarifying and valuable conversation you've ever had about your tech career. So go ahead and book a call with us today at thepeoplestack.com/book. And make sure you ask yourself, is overachieving something that I want to just keep doing? Overachieving, heading toward burnout. Is this what I want for myself? Is this what I want for my career? And know that there is a better strategy. The better strategy is doing less while achieving more. And the only way to effectively apply that strategy is to become a master, is to achieve mastery while applying proven systems and while enlisting world-class support. That's it for the day, folks. We'll talk to you again next time. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.